Three students are gathered at a courtyard picnic table on a sunny afternoon, debating the value of mandatory group projects.
I can't stand mandatory group projects. Last semester, I was stuck doing 90% of the work while two teammates disappeared for weeks. I ended up pulling two all-nighters just to finish our presentation. It's so unfair when your grade depends on people who don't contribute.
Honestly, I feel the same. I'm a pretty organized person, but trying to coordinate schedules between four students who have different part-time jobs and classes is a nightmare. Someone always misses meetings, and the messaging apps just blow up with excuses. It adds so much unnecessary stress.
Actually, I think group projects are really valuable. Yeah, sometimes it's messy, but that's how it works in the real world, right? I've learned how to delegate tasks and communicate clearly, stuff you can't pick up from lectures. Plus, hearing other people's perspectives often helps me understand the topic better.
That sounds great in theory, but in reality, it usually means one or two people end up carrying the whole group. It doesn't feel like collaboration. It feels like freeloading, and I'm paying too much in tuition to be doing other people's work. What makes it worse is that professors rarely intervene when they see uneven contributions. They just grade the final product and assume everyone participated equally.
Exactly. I'd rather be graded on my own effort. At least that way, if I fail, I know it's on me. In a group, your effort can be completely undermined by someone else's lack of effort. That's just frustrating. It also creates unnecessary tension and resentment among classmates. School should encourage positive relationships, not force us into situations that damage them.
I get that it can be unbalanced, but isn't that part of learning to lead? Last term, I had to step up and redistribute work when someone slacked. It was tough, but I felt proud afterward. And some of my best friendships started from late-night study sessions for group assignments.
I see your point, but I still think it should be optional. Let people choose if they want to work alone or in a group. Not everyone learns the same way, and it's unfair to force collaboration on people who work better independently.
Optional would be perfect. That way people like me who prefer working alone aren't held back, and those who like groups can still get that experience. Win-win. Plus, if students voluntarily choose groups, they're more likely to be committed and contribute equally.
I guess that's fair. Maybe if professors gave clearer guidelines and checked in more, groups would work better. But I still believe there's something special about creating something together, even when it's messy.